Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
You're grossing me out like beyond belief today.
My nose is bleeding.
You're so gross.
Pulled your pants down.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
We're at the Uncle Bernie's Brooklyn Deli here in L.A. And because Stephanie doesn't want to leave Brooklyn behind for too long. And now she wants to tell me she's just dropped a bomb that she wants to adopt a child. A poor black child.
It doesn't have to be poor, number one. But this is what I was thinking. There's so many children. Like, you know how we wanted to have another child, but it didn't work out?
Yeah.
Why bring another child into the world where there's so many children that need homes and need families and need love? And I also always vacillated between having another kid because we'll be so old and it's not fair to die and they'll be young and have to suffer without us.
So, I don't want some other parent's nightmare.
No, it's a baby, an infant, a little baby that doesn't know anything. And the thing is, they don't have parents. So if we give them a good 20 years, it's better than nothing. It's better than what they would have, a crib with four other kids in it.
I'm not prepared to be a father to a baby any longer. So you would have to do it on your own.
So we can get like a 2-year-old. No, like a 5-year-old.
Get somebody with a job.
I think I'm going to get someone who could babysit the other kids.
Yeah, or could clean the house. You could help find my laundry that you lose.
I lose your pants, and you're wearing them. That's a problem. I think that we have so much, and we're so blessed that there's children out there that have nothing, but we can give them an amazing life, and our kids can learn a lot about another culture, too. I don't know. I just think it would be a beautiful thing. I'm not saying it would be easy, but I feel like we're put on this earth to make a difference.
We can make a difference without adopting a child.
Right, but we can make more of a difference. Adopting a child. We could save someone's life. A kid may grow up with no parents in foster homes, being abused.
You're trying to make me feel guilty now.
No, it's just something I was thinking about. I didn't say we're doing it. It was just a thought that I had. Angelina Jolie.
If I hit you over the head with a club, maybe you'll forget.
And all these actresses, you know Jillian Michaels, the one that was on The Biggest Loser? You know that woman? She's actually gay.
Are you kidding?
No, she just came out in a People magazine, and she's with her partner for 3 years.
Oh, my God. I'm so depressed now. I thought I had a shot with her.
Yeah, right. Her partner had a baby, and they just adopted a little black baby. So now they have two infants at once.
Yeah, but she makes
two-year-old.
She makes like $5 million a year. How much do you make?
I make $200 a month on a good month. I don't know. It's just a thought. I know it's crazy. I can't explain these thoughts. I just have them. That's all.
You need to be hospitalized immediately.
I could use a good chiropractor. It's actually what I could use. A nice crack.
I need some crack, too.
StephanieAndGregShow.com.
We're like a retarded family.
Stop using the word retarded.
Why? You use it on my brother all the time.
Because he is retarded.
No, he's not.
People really get offended by that.
They do?
Yeah, people. That's one of the things that really...
Well, they're retarded then. They get offended. I can't make everyone happy. I'm tired of
trying. But you use that word all the time.
I know. I am a psychologist. I can. I'm professional.
Here's the issue. Our pig, our guinea pig, is at the vet.
Yes, he's sick. His belly. He pulled him out of his cage like he was a cat by the hair of his head.
They know what they're doing, the doctor.
How you pick up a guinea pig by the head? I don't think so. He was squealing like a pig. Oh, yeah, he's a pig. But he's something wrong with his belly. They did an x-ray.
Oh, my God. How much did they charge?
$200. And then
$200 for the x-ray?
Yeah. And then it's more money for the sonogram or...
A sonogram?
Or is it a... Do they call it a sonogram or... what's the other word?
Oh, a CAT scan?
No.
A pig scan?
No. A sonogram or a... what do they call it?
Steffi, just put it to sleep.
I can't put it to sleep until I know that it's on a goner.
Shoot it in the leg.
It's not... It's going to die itself, probably, after I pay $600 to have it fixed. Squeeze the belly of the pig and it peed all over. And then the cat from the vet, they have two cats that walk around, came in the room and licked the pee up and ate the guinea pig's poop. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop it. I have my own responsibilities. I'm not stopping their cat from eating guinea pig poop and licking the urine. That's so gross.
I'm in shock.
This woman brought in her cat and her cat was drooling. Like drooling, like saliva was, like, you know how someone does a trick when they spit saliva and then suck it up? Could someone really do that?
I think so, yeah.
That's with this cat, but it was just hanging. The saliva was hanging. And the woman's like, he just gets nervous and he starts drooling. He's okay. He's a house cat. He's okay. I felt bad. She was all nervous. He's a rescue. Don't look at him. He's nervous. I was like, oh, sick. People, you know, it's like they're children. I have a feeling the doctor doesn't really know. He's not a... This vet is not an exotic animal vet.
Is that the one that has the guinea pig?
Yeah, he has to ask. He has to consult someone who's an exotic animal.
Wait a minute. You brought the guinea pig to two separate vets?
Yeah. I brought him to the hospital yesterday.
Oh, God.
And then to the vet today. This costs more than the dog and the guinea pig cost altogether. Well, I can't let him die without a fight, right?
The kids won't care.
Of course they will. They'll be... I already prepared them, though. I said the pig is sick. So
then why didn't you just let the pig die or just throw the pig in the... throw him down the toilet and then just say he died?
He would clog the toilet, number one. We can't even flush toilet paper.
You would clog the toilet like a number two.
He's a big turd. No, I can't do that. I have to try to help him as much as I can. And nobody even likes the pig.
He doesn't sound well.
You love that pig now, though.
I don't think that we should have a pet if it's going to cost us $600.
Well, I had a guinea pig for 8 years, and it never cost me a penny. Never went to the vet, never anything wrong with it, nothing. It was in tip-top shape.
One day it was just dead?
Yeah, it was 8 years old. That's long for a pig.
You came in and it was dead?
I think my parents took it and said it died.
Where'd they take it?
They told me that, I think they put it down the incinerator.
See?
But it was dead. They didn't put it down alive.
I would have put it down alive.
You would not.
Yes,
you would.
I would.
Never do that.
I have no...
With those little black eyes. I didn't tell you how much it cost to have the... it's an ultrasound. That's what it has. Yeah, an ultrasound.
Oh, you said a sonogram. It's the same thing.
Is it the same? Yeah, that costs more money.
How much?
And I got a parking ticket.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a very, very expensive day.
I'm leaving.
Have a nice day.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
I carry around a purple dolphin, which is my strap-on penis.
What?
So I could feel like a man. It's called a purple dolphin. Yeah.
Does vibrator?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it vibrates, but it's also a strap-on dildo. So I can feel manly when I do my comedy. I wear it. I feel like a man.
So here we are at Uncle Bernie's.
Yeah, so we're back here at Uncle Bernie's in Los Angeles. And a couple of days later, yes, the pig died. The guinea pig did die.
So the children were devastated.
Oh, my God. And the problem was that it was getting later and later. It was 5 o'clock, and then they came home, and I didn't want to tell them before they did their homework, but then they had to take a bath, and then they had to eat, so I had, like, a window of 15 minutes to break the news.
Before bedtime?
Before bed. I knew that they'd be upset, so they wouldn't want to sleep, or they'd be crying. So no one knew. I told him the whole story, but then I said, all right, the pig is dead.
So our 13-year-old knew, but our two little girls.
And he knows he knows that there was surgery, that he had cancer. I didn't tell the girls. I just said we brought him to the vet, and he was very sick, and he died. I didn't say they put them to sleep, because they might think I might put you to sleep. So I don't want them to be scared that anyone could be put to sleep at any time.
And we didn't say cancer or surgery, because then
cancer.
We said the big C got him.
A cunt?
Clitoris.
So I said, all right, everyone, let's go. The pig died. I'm so sorry. And then Lonnie's like, wah! And then Maya's just looking at Lonnie, and then she starts crying. and then Noah's just quiet.
Yeah, our son. So what happened? You went in and talked to him in his room.
Yeah, I told him in his room.
Did he
well,
cry?
He's, no, remember you at the computer, and he goes, how's Lava? And me and you looked at each other. And then he goes, he's dead, isn't he? And you go, yeah, I'm sorry.
But he looked sad.
He was sad. He who, Lava? Lava no, the... was very sad. He's in pig heaven
he
now.
He looked like a ghost.
He's so happy.
But so Noe...
Noe was sad, yeah. But then, you know, Noah later, he felt guilty. He goes, I feel really bad. I didn't really pay attention to him, and I didn't spend time with him, and I didn't really love him. He goes, I kind of miss him, but not really, and I feel bad about that. I said, it's fine. Don't worry. Listen, it's okay. You didn't, you know... It was hard to get close to him because he was very jumpy. He was squirmy. He wouldn't let you take him out, so... We try to grab him out of the cage, and he just run away and jump and make a mess, and so we give up. So Noah's like, I feel bad that I didn't spend time with him. And actually, I got to be honest, the last 3 days of his little life, I spent a lot of time with him, and I feel good about that.
I know. You were feeding him intravenously and everything?
Not intravenously.
The doctor was like, you have to feed him. He's not eating. So Stephanie, like, has him in a blanket, wrapped in a blanket in bed. And she's feeding it with a tube.
Syringe.
What was that?
It's a syringe with hay, like broken, like liquid hay.
Liquid hay.
Yeah, it's like hay, powdered hay that you add water to and you feed them.
Do you get that?
But the problem is the vet that I went to on Sunday, like an animal hospital, they're telling me to feed him. The poor pig can't poop. So everything I'm feeding him is just getting stuck and it's worse. Like, they didn't tell me anything was wrong with his belly. And so, you know what? The other vet was right. They felt his belly. They said there's definitely a growth.
Oh.
And they did the x-ray and the...
ultrasound.
Thank you. I don't know why I have a block with ultrasound. I could say sonogram, but ultrasound just... I cannot remember that word for the life of me.
Maybe because you have bad experiences.
I had so many of them. I should remember. You know, now they do 4D.
What is 4D?
4D dimensional pictures of your baby.
How can it be 4D?
Your belly.
There's only three dimensions in space.
Then why do they call it 4D? Like, what's the fourth D?
It's
duty? They have a picture of duty in the baby's belly. For duty.
Yeah, I saw some of those.
They look good. Real. Yeah. Very. I wish we had that. I don't know if we had that.
So we could see our baby becoming retarded?
That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, so the pig is... So they said we have to put the pig to sleep. And I'm like, you know, you could have done that $600 ago.
How about $1,000 ago?
Yeah. But I didn't know what was wrong with him. Do you understand? Like, until they did the x-ray, they didn't know. And then they said, well, we won't know what's wrong until we open him up. But... Basically, I didn't think it through that probably a pig doesn't survive surgery.
Hey, let's call up the...
And then they asked me if I wanted to take it home.
Oh, yeah.
Or did they want to dispose of it?
Yeah, you call me up. She calls me up and she goes, should I bring the guinea pig home so we could bury it? I'm like, don't bring it home.
I was going to put it on your pillow.
Oh, let them dispose of
like,
it.
Like, what is
like
that
in
movie?
The Godfather?
Yeah, I was going to put it on your pillow, just his head. So we didn't. And then I wanted to like have a little ceremony in the back and say some words with
please.
The kids and bury his bowl.
Oh.
And Lonnie, our 7-year-old, said, "I don't want to talk about him anymore." I was like, "Okay." So that was the end of Lava.
Yay!
God bless Lava. I bet he's with my dad. With my other guinea pig, Susie, and Little Red.
And the family, and the all
and the
cat. And the kids who died in Boston.
God forbid. I mean, I don't know if they're with my dad. They're probably with his family.
Why would God let somebody who was killed by a terrorist hang out with your dad?
What?
They already had enough punishment.
My parents?
No, the people who were killed by terrorists.
That's so sad. I'm so sad about that.
Don't cry.
I don't wanna think about it anymore.
So pray to God and tell him it's not okay anymore. Enough already.
Did you tell God that?
Yeah.
And what'd he say?
He said, "I'll be ready when I'm ready.
I'll meet you at Uncle Bernie's."
Get me a bowl of matzo ball soup.
Don't start with me or I'll kill someone else.
How's the chicken?
I took your guinea pig. You know what's so weird? Yesterday I'm wearing my watch that I love and I'm talking about my watch and saying I really want another watch that has the date and that lights up and that I could swim with, that I don't have to take it off in the pool or the ocean. And so I'm talking about my watch and today it doesn't work.
Huh?
And it always works. Always, always, always. And I think.
So what are you saying?
It's hurt that I was going to replace it. So it's getting back at me.
No, it said, okay, you don't want it anymore.
You don't want me? Screw you.
I'll stop. You can get a new watch.
Yeah, and then you'll.
It's helping you.
Yeah, and then you'll appreciate me. You won't throw me out like garbage.
Like you do everything else.
Yeah. What?
Like my feelings.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Anything else?
Nope. Oh, yeah. We want to talk about the hygiene.
Our son has... He's...
No, listen up.
What happens is...
I tell you, don't talk to our children. Don't give them any advice. Don't talk to them about sex. Don't talk to them about drugs because you say the wrong thing all the time, right?
I know.
So, the one thing I think that isn't so hard is to kind of help... Our children, especially our son, because you're the only male in the family besides Lucky who can't talk, who could probably do a better job telling him about hygiene, to teach him how to be a man for the rest of his life.
You picked the wrong guy.
I know. Well, but you're the only guy here.
I'm half woman.
You do have a vagina.
I do. I have a vagina and a penis.
And your vagina's bigger.
When people tell me to go fuck myself, I'm happy.
Actually, there was a guy on Howard Stern with a 14-inch penis.
Oh, my God. Did he show it?
And he said he used to... Well, it was an old episode where...
Takei.
George Takei, right. George was having a bachelor party on the Howard Stern show. They were throwing him a bachelor party before he married Brad. So I'm not sure how long he's been married to Brad.
I wish I could feel his musculature.
Yeah, so he... So they got... A bunch of guys naked, and he got to, like, look at their penis and pick which one was the best.
Oh, my.
Exactly. And the 14-inch one he wanted to touch. So...
Howard, it's okay if I touch that one.
He's like, Brad's not listening. I told him not to listen. He'll get upset. So the guy said he used to be able to suck his own penis, like, from when he was, like, when he was
I have
younger.
Dreams that I can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no desire for that.
I know.
I mean, you or me. I have no desire to lick my own private.
How about my vagina? Would you lick
that? I would not lick your vagina. I would have someone lick your vagina.
A man or a woman?
Which do you prefer?
I don't know. I'm confused.
So anyway, he said he could suck his own privates, and George K was oh, like he was all happy about that.
Oh my!
And he kind of, you know, then he started saying you could work out your belly a little, like he's very into, I guess,
yeah,
working out or whatever. He's like, you could have a nice body.
I can't see your musculature.
Musculature. So
I want you to look like you're in a Japanese internment camp.
How come he speaks that way? It's a very strange speech pattern. It's like almost like he's doing Shakespeare, but...
Good morning, Howard.
He must have really worked... Did he have an accent when
he came? No
he
idea.
Must have, because he was in a... Oh, was he an intern?
Yeah, he came to this country. He was like this. Oh, hello, everybody. How are you? And then they told him not to speak that
no,
way.
No, he got speech therapy.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Brad, let me see your musculature.
It's so weird. So, anyway, so the only thing I asked you to do, I didn't even ask you. You butt in to talk about hygiene with Noah, telling him as a man and as a young boy that he only has to put deodorant on every other day when he takes a shower. This is coming from someone who takes a shower every week. Once a week.
I take a shower more than once.
But that's not normal.
Listen.
People take showers every day. And if they don't, it's at least every other day, but not like a week. And you tell him he doesn't have to change his underwear every day? Who teaches a 13-year-old who's growing up and learning habits how to be good about hygiene?
At this point in time.
No. Once you teach him.
He takes a shower every other day.
Yeah, but if you teach him this now.
If he puts deodorant on when he takes a shower, he doesn't have to put it on the next day.
Yes, he does. What if he sweats like a pig the next day?
The sweating doesn't come through the deodorant.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
He smells.
He smells because he doesn't put it on when he takes a shower.
Listen to me. Don't confuse him. He can barely remember anything. Why are you gonna say when you take a shower every day? Change your underwear every day so there's no thought in it. Did I change my underwear yesterday? Didn't I change my underwear? Maybe I did.
The kid should take a shower every day.
He should take a shower every day and he should change his underwear and put deodorant on every day. Okay? Why you think
but I
it's
feel
okay
bad
to take a shower every 4 days is mind-boggling.
When I get dirty, I take a shower.
Your ass gets dirty.
My penis is smelly like a rose.
My penis is shiny. It sparkles. Every day.
Because I suck on it and it gets clean.
Listen to me. Hygiene is for every day.
Hygiene.
Do you brush your teeth every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so why wouldn't you shower every day?
Because...
Why?
I don't shove garbage onto all over my body every
garbage
day.
Garbage comes out of your body every day.
No, it does not.
You don't poop every day. You poop like 5 times a day.
I use Cottonelle wipes now, and I wipe my tuchus with it because I was dutying up all my underwear, and I had to throw them out.
Oh, you did throw them out?
Yeah.
Thank God. When
they have a lot of duty
Thank
on them.
Thank you so much for not
I
making me wash them.
Because then they get all over the rest of the laundry.
Do you care about the laundry more than I have to look at your shit in your underwear?
I'm talking about you having to touch the laundry.
No, but you said they get all over the laundry.
Right, but it gets...
What about me having to dry heave all over your panties?
You don't do the laundry.
I do the laundry. I do 2 loads a day. Are you kidding?
I do 2 loads a day.
Yeah.
Uncle Bernie, give me the check, please.
So don't talk to our children anymore. Our son doesn't even know how to pee standing up. That's like the one thing a man that separates a woman from a man, besides a penis and a vagina, is being able to stand up and pee. And you've taken that away from our son, too. You've made him a pussy.
That doesn't make him a pussy.
Yes.
It makes a bathroom cleaner. No.
He has a whole life of college, of going away with other boys, and being in airports
right.
that he can't pee. He has to sit on a disgusting toilet now.
Fine, I will teach him to pee.
He won't even pee at school. You're so stupid. I'm done here. Retarded with everything. What's wrong with you?
StephanieAndGregShow.com.
Our daughter is going to a new school next year, and I'm going to be so upset when we have to tell her.
And her best friend, is staying at the same school, and she loves this girl. I mean, it makes her so happy to be with her, and she's not going to be happy. And so I tried to get her best friend's mom to look at the school that we looked at, because it's really beautiful, and it's really just a better school, better organized. But what other school would allow a first grader, like they go to Israel all the time, and they go for a month? What other school would let a kid be out 2 weeks in first grade? It's not okay. Like, you couldn't do that at Los Angeles.
At the other school? Oh, at a public school?
Yeah, you can't be out 2 weeks.
So what did she say when you talked to her?
I think she said, let me see how it is next year. If it's not good, then we'll pull her in the middle of the year. She said, I can't imagine that all these people here, they're educated people, they're smart people, they would allow their kids to be in school if it wasn't a good school. I said, Okay. I mean, I don't know how to answer that. They are smart parents. Like, they're not like parents that don't care about their kids. But you have to look at what's in front of you. Like, you see that it didn't work. There's disorganization. There was 7 kids in our class this year, and they can't still get the homework right. I get different homeworks. I don't get things explained. Because Lonnie is ahead in reading and math, she gets harder homework, but homework that she's never seen before, work she's never done. That makes no sense. If you have 7 kids, you should be able to individualize everything, and they should be getting a lot of attention, and they're not. Maybe she's worried about her daughter being too pressured in the other school. You know, that because she's kind of at the bottom of the class.
Of the intelligence quotient.
Yeah. But I said to her, actually, they help her more at the other school because there are groups that she'd be specifically in to bring her up. I don't know.
One school is completely disorganized. The teachers look like they're a wreck. Everybody's a mess. Nobody knows what the other one's doing. And the other school looks like it looks like a Mercedes-Benz factory. It's perfect. Everything runs perfectly.
But meanwhile, maybe that's where all the pedophiles are. How do we know?
What pedophiles? The teachers?
Yeah, in the good school that looks good. Maybe it's all.
There could be a pedophile anywhere.
There's one in here.
Ah, is it me or you? Well, you know, it's hard to make a decision, especially when the child is
happy.
Happy.
That's
at the
problem. Like, she's happy. I'm actually happy because there's no pressure there. You know, if your homework's late, if you're late, it's like, I don't know. You don't feel a sense of pride in the school. It's kind of a mess. But, you know, in a way that's easier for us.
Right.
If she doesn't do her homework.
But it's like we have to do.
What's best for her. It's right. Not recording again.
We have to do what's best for her.
And I feel that she would learn more, and there's more kids. There's going to be like 5 or 4 kids in her class next year, and they're combining 2nd, 3rd grade.
Oh, that's horrible.
If I were 2nd grade, I wouldn't be happy that they're combining 3rd. And if I was a 3rd grade parent, I wouldn't be happy that they're putting 2nd grade.
And there's only going to be one teacher.
No, there's 2 teachers. There can't be one teacher.
So then why do they bother combining it?
Because they don't want 4 kids in a class.
Why not?
Because socially, it's inappropriate. There's no social.
There's interaction?
With other kids. You need other kids to bring you up and level out the class. There has to be... When you have one kid misbehaving, but he sees the rest of the class behaving, that helps him behave.
Oh, I see.
But if you have 4 kids, there's no middle.
If 2 of them are misbehaving...
The whole class is misbehaving, because that is the whole class. Half the class is misbehaving. Greg and Stephanie.
I want to just thank everyone for listening to our show and to please keep in touch with us so that we know that you're out there. This is not Nielsen. We can't figure out who's listening to us and who's not.
And we want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
I don't know if that's true.
I would like to know.
I don't think people want to write that. I mean, people don't write now, so maybe they don't want to write.
Okay. They just want to listen.
I just want them.
We need to compel them to write.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Why are you yelling at me, though? I'll write to you. Dear Greg, I love your nose. You're a very beautiful man.
I already know you're not listening to me.
You're listening to us. Tell us you want us, you need us in your life. To make it more fulfilling and warm and fuzzy.
We'll stay together if we know that you're out there. Well, you could be like our children, our adoptive children, and we'll stay together because of you.
Yes, and you'll save us some divorce costs.
Any money that we can save in divorce costs, we will pass along to our audience in the form of...
Love.
Love and...
Attentiveness.
And a lifetime supply of turtle wax.
And love.
And love. All right, so... Write to Stephanie at Stephanie.
You don't even know my email.
I know it. And don't ask, is it spelled with a P-H or an F? It's spelled with a P-H like the normal way.
Yeah, not with an F or a Y or an I. My mother was a fancy pants. She's just a normal Jewish mother trying to get by in Brooklyn.
Stephanie@StephanieandGregShow.com, and it's Greg, G-R-E-G. Stephanie@StephanieandGregShow.com, or on Facebook, The Stephanie and Greg Show, or on our website, StephanieandGregShow.com, or on iTunes, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Please.
Please help us.
We're everywhere just for you.
Yeah, that would make us feel so good.
I don't have
anybody.
He
needs this.
I need it so badly.
He has nothing else.
Please just let us
know.
Please
help him.
I don't know that anybody's listening.
He has no friends.
Like, why am I doing this if nobody's listening to the damn show?
He has no friends.